move away and saying, well, we are really too busy to do all the things that, you know, we need to do manually. So maybe we are willing to see what the system can provide, even if it, you know, given that it's going to screw up some of the time, how do you account for that and how do you design for that? And I think that that's like totally futuristic and that's the way that we should start thinking.
Briefly, yeah. Like what are the types of things these systems are going to do for us automatically?
So we already see, you know, spam filtering. It's the simplest example, you know, taking care of getting rid of all those messages we don't want to have to see. But there are lots of other examples, like in order to mediating our communication channels is a huge thing. So that basically a lot of the projects I've seen are moving towards getting an automated personal assistant that can help take messages for you and deal with the burstiness of your information sort of intake. So a lot of times you'll be working throughout the day and you'll be in some important meeting, but at the same time you get 10 other things coming in to try to get your attention at the same time. And so a lot of these systems are trying to figure out how to gracefully defer those or figure out which one of these things need to come through to you right now. If it's an emergency, it should come through immediately. And as well as, you know, other sorts of things, looking at people's emotional response and figuring out what kinds of things to how the interface might adapt slightly to in order to not provide some sort of, not to aggravate you further or to allow you to sort of recover from a particular emotional state more easily.
Very cool. I think that's all the time we have. Is that right?
Are yeah, we sort of I think we're
winding down. All right. That was really fun.
Okay, we're going to take a really brief break and come back with features. So we're back with our science stories for the week. The first story we have is about wallaby milk. And so if you don't know what wallabies are, they're marsupials that live in Australia and look closely like kangaroos. And so it was found that wallaby milk may fight superbugs. And so
a superbug?
I think bugs that are very good at resisting traditional antibiotics. And so super.
They don't have superpowers?
No.
Okay.
but may hold the key that scientists have been looking for a long time. So this is one of a number of compounds recently found in marsupials, such as koalas, that have existing medical applications. And then it's strange because young wallabies don't develop an immune response until 100 days after birth, and they think that wallaby milk holds the key to a strong immune system. Jacob, what do you have?
Well, we're gonna follow that story as it continues to develop. But another one that just came up this week, the National Academy of Sciences did a report on wind power. And wind power, you may think, is this benign, environmentally friendly way to get power. In fact, it's the silent killer of 40,000 birds per year, wind power, these turbines. Birds fly into the turbines, apparently, and they're chopped up into little pieces. 40,000 may sound like a lot, though, but according to the study, the deaths of birds due to domestic cats are estimated in the hundreds of millions. So
we need to do something about the cat problem.
We'll start with the cats, and then we'll go after the turbines. Lily.
Okay, our next story is scientists have successfully created artificial snot for electronic noses. So they have coated electronic sensors with artificial snot made from polymers, which act to imitate the way that mucus enhances smell. And it was found that the artificial snot substantially improved the performance of the electronic nose and allowed it to differentiate between the smell of milk and bananas, which have been previously challenging. Lots of milk today, Jacob.
This is not a science story, but I was just totally outraged when I read this study. I guess it's from statistics. I don't know. So you can look at insider trading in the stock market, and it turns out that these sort of corporate insiders that are on the boards of corporations or whatever, they'll beat the market with their stock picks, presumably by, you know, having this inside information. They'll beat the market by about 6% annually. Well, senators, U.S. senators, between 1993 and 1998 beat the market by 12% annually on average. So that suggests that there's a whole bunch of insider trading going on there with these senators getting rich off of you and me. Lily.
Okay. So maybe related, maybe unrelated. There was a recent study that found that people with high testosterone levels feel rewarded by other people's anger. And so much that they will readily learn ways to encourage that anger in other people, which may explain why some people like to tease each other so much. Jacob?
I don't have any more, so I'm just going to – I want to wrap up, say we have one show left in Cargo Cult Radio.
This is our penultimate show.
The penultimate show right now. And then in 2 weeks, we're going to have a show. It's going to be, I think – can I say what it's going to be about? Do you think we'll definitely do it?
Yeah.
It's going to be about the end of the universe, which I think is a topic that concerns us all.
Thanks for listening.
Small. Melting polar ice was a dirty look. Shrinking glaciers, a nudge. Dying forests, they were a tap on the shoulder. We got a finger in our chest from the rising sea level, and a sharp poke in the ribs from recent wildfires in Alaska. Then dying coral reefs and eroding coastlines pushed us hard. The drowned polar bears, that was a shove. Melting permafrost, that was a slap. Rising ocean temperatures and extreme weather, an uppercut. Then record-breaking heat waves hit us right where it hurts. Has it occurred to anyone that maybe the Earth is trying to get our attention?
We can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution before it's too late. To find out how, go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.
WMBR, Cambridge. Listening to Anti-Beta Blockers on WMBR Cambridge. Thank you.
Thank you. hard, it's so empty. Want to dip, deny your love for me, it's just wheezy. My mind is boggled while bacon in a pan is pretzel. Seems you're so beautiful. You're my morning delight. I wake up to kiss you. I often spend a sleepless night just afraid of losing you. My hope has fizzled. The night bulb makes my heart drizzle. Love is so painful. Thank you.
Yo, Boston. You've been listening to Anti-Beta Blockers here on WMBR in Cambridge. I am not DJ Xylo, but I'm an anonymous robot DJ who's played some tracks with the help of some friends, anonymous friends of mine, filling in for her. The playlist is going to show up magically on darkbot.csale.mit.edu. No affiliation. One more shout out. So tonight the Robot Love Songs and Square Productions crew is holding their Thunderdome event at the Elks Lodge in Cambridge. I can't give out an address, but you guys know how to use Google. I might see you there. Coming up next, time traveling with Nomadic here on WMBR.